Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. Bill is one of the longtime members of our Brain Trust. 18 years coming up. He's been hanging out with us, but for 40-plus years, he's been the purveyor of the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, which is the gold standard and one of the great bodies of work with regard to small business. It's recognized around the world as the gold standard, and he's our good friend, Bill. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Always good to be here.
Good to have you back, Bill. And by the way, good job on Fox Business. Was it last night or night before? I forgot.
Night before.
Yeah, a couple of nights ago. Good job on he was on a Fox Business show, folks. So if you you get to see his handsome face if you watch television like I do. So Bill, the index. I noticed that when the media is reporting it now, they're saying small business optimism went down in December. Well, yeah, but look where it went from.
Yeah, right. It went from a kind of a record high.
That's right.
The record high is 108, and November was 107.5. So, I mean, that's virtually, at the record high level. And so it went down, but it went back down to 104.9. That's the 2.6-point drop. But 104.9, let's round it to 105 to make it simple. I mean, that's among the 20 highest readings in 45 years.
Exactly.
So. And the cool thing is that, of course, that's what it was in December a year ago. As soon as the election result came out, remember, we jumped from 95 to 102 in the month of November,
right.
And then December was 105, and we haven't been below that since. So a year later, we're still at 105, and I think that's pretty amazing.
Well, I do too. And of course, those are the numbers when you realize that regardless of who the president is, regardless of whether obviously we now have a president who likes us instead of a president who doesn't like us, which we had with 8 years of Obama.
Before, right.
This is the first year. 2018, Bill, is going to be the first time in a decade that we feel like we can start off the year in January expecting to have a robust year all year long. This is the first year.
Yep.
Even last year, without as good as it was, we didn't know in January how good things were going to get. We still didn't know a lot of stuff.
We didn't. January's growth in the economy last year was, for the first quarter, was 1.2%. That's terrible.
Right.
But that's really the hangover from the previous 8 years. That is, that was really the dynamic already in place in the economy.
Right. That's right.
And then the second quarter and the third quarter were both well over 3%, which is what we were hoping for. The New York Fed's estimate for the fourth quarter, which we'll get in a week or two, is 4%, and their forecast for the first quarter that we're in now is like 3.8%. So those are great growth numbers.
Well, exactly. And the thing that one of the things that I think is important to point out is that for small business, even though the optimism was up early in the year, the cash register wasn't ka-chinging for a while. And in fact, I know we had good second and third quarter numbers, but in my opinion, the cash register on Main Street didn't really start ka-chinging until about mid-year. And so,
right.
So this is where we have in 2018. This is one of the points that I made in a column recently, is that we have for the first time in a decade since 2007, maybe even 2006. First time we have the expectation of a robust year, and it feels good.
Yeah, I think it does.
And, I hope Wall Street doesn't screw it up.
Consumers are along with us. The consumer optimism went up, as you know, when the election results were announced as well, and they stayed pretty optimistic. And so once they got in gear, that was good for us.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's good information, good news that we've gotten all the way around. I just hope Wall Street doesn't screw it up for us.
The net percent of our owners reporting improved sales quarter on quarter. rose 14 points from November in the December survey. That's very that's impressive.
Well, and that's not even without the tax the tax cuts, which people are going to start getting in a few in a couple of weeks, and without whatever whatever crumbs corporate America throws in the Main Street economy, without all that, I mean, this could be a record year, I think. So we're going to talk about this some more. We're going to get into some of the internals, the credit market, the hiring, the capital expenditure, those kinds of things that are part of the index, the NFIB index that Bill takes care of. After these messages, it's to Winnie Tip. Winnie Tip. I'm Jim Blossom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.